you know, I would otherwise so hate this song. I would so hate it, Susie Sunshine. But yet, I love it because it just, it's, to me, it makes you happy. It's a Blackhawks goal. That's all. It is a goal. That's all we need to know. And this is a great moment to be a Blackhawks fan. And I would say that it is a great moment to be a Blackhawks fan, really because of one guy, because of one human being on this planet of Earth that we share. And I am a mere mortal compared to the general manager of the century for all of sports, Mr. Stan Bowman, who's standing by on the Super Celebrity Hotline. By the way, Susan Schmidt in for Anna DeVolantis today. And now, Stan, you did something else. You know, just... It's like you're Santa Claus. You know, you're Santa Claus is what you are, because you by returning Mr. Ladd to Blackhawks fans, especially long-standing Blackhawks fans,
are very happy.
When the 2010 team had to break up because of the salary cap and all the rest
there
of stuff,
tears.
Right? And it was Bufflin and Ladd were the two people no one wanted to see go anywhere,
right.
And now all of a sudden you got Andrew Ladd back, and in a great way. How cool was it that Marcus Kruger gave him his number back?
Well, we did that one for you, Ro. I knew you'd be excited to have me on the show. So we pulled that one off, and I guess that's class act. That's what Marcus is all about. And no one even had to ask him. He just volunteered that, and I think that shows you what he's all about and what our guys are all about. It's all about the team, and it's pretty neat that Andrew's got the 16 back, and we have him in our group here again. And, you know, we got him – got to see the one game with him, and he led us to victory against a very good team, against Washington. You know, they're the number one team, and we came out and played a great game. So that was fun, and we want to keep this thing going. We got some games coming up this week on the road, and you know, it's going to be fun when we get the whole group back together.
How much, you know, I guess as a general manager, I don't know if this is a secret that you're not supposed to share, but as a general manager, and you're making a trade, and you know you're getting a guy back who's, you know, who's hockey ready, who is playoff ready, as an Andrew Ladd is, and a guy who's a fan favorite, and you know he'll fold into the team because he knows
he'll integrate well. He knows the system,
right? He knows the coaching. He knows the, you know, he knows a lot of his line mates, all that. How important was it to get him in a Hawks uniform before taking on the Capitals?
Well, we had started that process a while ago, and.
Do you accelerate it to try to get him in, or no? Or does it matter?
Well, it wasn't focused on the one game. I mean, we wanted to make sure that we got him in the fold, whether it was last Thursday or the previous week. You know, these deals typically don't happen until closer to the deadline because teams like to see if they're still going to be in the race themselves before they trade away their good players. So I had reached out to Winnipeg, you know, probably 4 or 5 weeks ago. But at that time, they weren't prepared to make any trades. And, you know, you just keep calling back and checking in. And they got to the point where they were ready to move him. And, you know, we jumped on it. And, you know, we were excited because, you know, things happen quickly. And he was the number one player that we were trying to bring to the group. And we were excited when we were able to get that deal to completion. And he's back here in Chicago.
Oh, it's so much fun. I'll tell you what would really be fun is another parade with him. That would be a good one. the way that hockey goes, I don't know. Could you work that out for me, Stan?
Right, just the parade?
Just the parade part? Well, no, I think they have to win the cup and then the parade.
You want what comes before the parade? Okay.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of important.
They typically go hand in hand.
Right, because the parade without the cup is kind of embarrassing.
Kind of lackluster.
Marco Dano, though, right? I mean, you were very hot on Marco Dano. Is that just the price of being able to get a Wiley veteran?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he's going to be a very good young player. I think he's going to have a great career ahead of him, but yeah, you have to pay the price. You know, in order to get a player of the caliber of Andrew Ladd, you have to, you know, give someone who's going to be a good player in time. But I think, you know, right now this is where we're trying to get our team over the hump, and Andrew certainly provides a big boost in that, you know, working towards that goal of being a competitive team that has all the tools. And, you know, he brings an awful lot to the table. He was captain in Winnipeg, and he led that franchise, and you know, he's coming in here where he doesn't have to be the main guy, but he can certainly be a great part of the core group here.
I just think that if you head into the way that this team has been playing and gelling and the maturity, I mean, that's just the most amazing thing. I mean, let's just take Patrick Kane having this unbelievable season out of it. And again, yesterday, right? I mean, it's like you just can't, when he's on the ice, you can't take your eyes off him because something spectacular is going to happen. And a little, and it's that dipsy doodle thing that he's capable of. I think he prefers the back blade than the front blade of his stick. I mean, it's just, it's amazing to watch. But beyond that, as you're the general manager, you're always nervous. I know you well enough now to know that you're always nervous. There's always something, you know, boiling in your head about what's around the next turn. However, you're set up so well, I think, for the West right now. I don't want to count any chickens before they hatch.
Don't jinx it.
I don't want to, but I mean, you got to be very pleased with where this team is and how they're playing.
Well, yeah, we do like where we're at, but I think we've got a long road ahead of us. You know, when you look at the division we're in, I think it's the most competitive division in hockey, and we're just focused right now on the next set of games here. We got to keep winning to get ourselves into the playoffs, and then you can't get too far ahead. I think we like the look. I certainly like the look of our team now compared to where it was a week ago. We've added some pieces that can, you know, make a difference, and I think they are going to add to what we had here already. You know, we had a good group of guys, and I think the difference now is we've just got some more experience and some veteran players that have been through some playoff pushes before with their respective teams, and, you know, that's something that's invaluable at this time of year. So it's certainly not going to be easy, and we're not looking too far ahead, though. We're just trying to stay in the moment. We got, you know, a number of games left, and we're just going to try to play good team hockey over the next several weeks and put ourselves in a position to start the playoffs. And I think, you know, everyone starts even. It's a whole new season in the playoffs, and, you know, as well as you played in the regular season, those standings don't matter anymore once you start the playoffs, and you have to be ready. So we're not getting too far ahead. We're just focused on what we have to do and keep playing good hockey.
Andy?
Yeah, Stan, can you give the fans an idea? I mean, obviously in hockey as opposed to a sport like baseball where you have to deal with a salary cap. This is not an easy process to go through. I mean, you have to match not only the team but also the salaries coming back, right?
Yeah, that's the biggest challenge we have. It's the fact that it's a hard salary cap, so there's no loopholes. There's no way to exceed the cap and pay a penalty or a tax. The cap is what it is, and you can't exceed it. So as a result, it just makes it problematic. You know, we've had a lot of good players come through here recently, and, you know, when guys play well, they get rewarded with big contracts, and when several players play well and get big raises, like, something has to give. So now you're left with trying to fill in the pieces with some younger players, inexperienced players that make less money, and it's a constant evolution and progression of our roster. But, you know, the main guys have been here throughout, and I think that's what's exciting about this is we're able to bring a player that played a big role in the previous Cup of 2010, Andrew Ladd, and we're bringing him back to be part of it. And
it's fun,
you know. So that there's a lot to be excited about.
Something very hockey about that too. You know, it feels right. And now, does Andrew Ladd at a moment like this, he's got to be excited because now he's on an automatic contender. And he's in Chicago and Winnipeg. Nothing against the Jets and that organization because it's a good one and it's a very interesting thing that they're developing in Winnipeg, I think. But in the meantime, he does come back to a place where he had incredible success and a ton of fun, right? I mean, I remember that 2010, that night when you guys landed back here, right, from Philadelphia, and then everybody went to the Harry Carey's out in Rosemont, and then the bar crawl started. And I remember Andrew Ladd was one of the he was having a lot of fun. That's all I'm going to say.
He enjoyed
himself greatly during that. So does he call you and say, or do you have a conversation with him at any point? He goes, hey, man, thanks for bringing me back.
Well, sure. When right after the trade was complete and he had been notified, I called him and welcomed him. And, you know, he said this is something he was obviously hoping that he would get a chance to come back here and, you know, get a chance to compete for the Cup again. So he, you know, some of his best friends are still here on the team, and I think there's that familiarity with, you know, whenever you go through an experience like that, like we did in 2010 or any of our Cups, you know, that's something that sort of you have that common bond for the rest of your life. You know,
yeah.
It's an incredible event to be able to go through. You know, you forget it's not just, well, we won, you know, the game in Philadelphia in 2010, but it's, you know, the couple months leading up to it, and you're playing hockey every other night, all to overtime games. You've got playing through injuries. I mean, it's a real battle to be able to put it all together and ultimately win that final game. So, you know, it sort of, you know, brings you together. It's a common bond for our guys. And I think, you know, he wants to be back and try to experience that feeling again.
All right. Trade deadline ended a couple hours ago for the NHL for this season. So is it now, you've announced all the trades, right? There's nothing still sitting out waiting that already transpired.
That's correct.
Okay. And are you, as you look at the West and as you look at this particular division that we, that as you pointed out, that is incredibly competitive right now, who really improved themselves the best, do you think?
Well, that's tough to say. I think, you know, just looking at our own team in the previous years, like last year we made some additions that made a big difference, obviously. But, you know, the year in 2013, we didn't really do much at the deadline. You don't necessarily have to make big acquisitions to win. I certainly like the players we've added this year. I think it's going to strengthen our team. But there's always that's a tough one to handicap, just because just teams that did make moves doesn't necessarily mean they're ahead of ones that didn't. You know, you might have some teams that just stand pat because they have had a successful year and they don't think they need to add anything. But, you know, right now I think we're in a very difficult division, like I referenced earlier. You know, whether it's Dallas or St. Louis or, you know, Nashville and Colorado, you know, all those teams have played better. And Minnesota had a tough stretch, but they changed their coach, and now they're back in the mix as well. So I think we're, whoever we end up facing, you know, in the playoffs is going to be a tough opponent. And, you know, that's the way we look at it. You can't handicap it as this team is stronger than the other one.
I decided I hate those outdoor games. I hate them now. I just hate them. I mean, I still love the idea of it, you know, because I think it's just a, kind of a cool concept. And I like the sweater, man. I mean, that's a very, I don't know if that's, I wonder what happens here. I know this is not really exactly your part of the business, but you know, when you unveil a new, you know, jersey essentially for a special event like that, and then the team loses in an awful way, Stan, I'm not going to lie to you, it was not pretty. Does that hurt the sales? Because that's a really cool looking jersey sweater.
Well, one thing you got to love about our fans is they seem to really eat up anything Blackhawks related. And, you know, that's the exciting part of being involved with the team here in Chicago. Our fans are tremendous in their support. Whenever you go anywhere, even if it's not a Blackhawks event, you see a lot of
wherever you are, whatever city you're in, you see Blackhawks logo on somebody walking down the street.
Especially in Dallas, you spend a lot of time in Dallas.
Exactly. So we see it in Dallas. I was in California last week. I actually saw a logo in San Diego. I saw something in L.A. I was just commenting on this.
That Dallas game a couple weeks ago that the Hawks, that you know, got even with Dallas for what happened in December. That was, I mean, by the end of that game, it was that stadium had turned completely Blackhawks red.
Yes,
that is a nice moment right there.
And that's actually pretty common. I mean, it sounds surprising, but it's amazing to me when I go to these games on the road, wherever we are, there seem to be a huge number of fans that come out and cheer us on. So we certainly encourage that to continue. And it's a lot of fun when you're on the road, but you still have a lot of people cheering when you score a goal.
Yeah. All right, well, I hope that sweater does well. Now, what happens with that?
Do you have one? I'm just curious here. Do you have one of those sweaters?
No, I'm not begging for one either. No.
Just
no. They know. They. I beg for enough from them. They know.
I'm just checking.
I have a standing order with them right now. I guess my question though is like, will you wear that again this season?
No, that was for that event.
That's it.
And,
done. Right.
Yes, that is correct. So, you know, whether it's going to be worn in the future, different seasons, I guess that's something to be discussed. But no, we won't be wearing that again this year.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's cool. All right. Well, congratulations again. I mean, and again, just when I think, you know, you don't have another trick up your sleeve, you're David Copperfield, man. Congratulations to you.
And that's great. We love it. Thank you.
This is getting Andrew Ladd back. It's a ton of fun. And we'll talk to you soon. And I just, you know, Blackhawks fans couldn't be happier, I think, than they are right now. Especially after yesterday, too, because I was very worried about that game. And look at that.
There you go.
Why worry? What, me worry?
That's right. There you go.
All right. Thank you, Stan. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
All right. Stan Bowman, the general manager of the Century. in all of sports. Is that number? You think it's an overstatement? Is that why you're laughing, Andy?
I think it's appropriate. I mean, as hard as it is to deal in the NHL, I mean, he's gotten it done. He not only added Ladd, but you got Fleischman, and you've got Weiss, and you've got Erhoff, and guys that are coming in that can certainly help. I mean, it's a great core. Obviously, we know that, and adding to it is great.
And they seem to be able to add to guys. There's some winning. You know, Breed's winning, right? I mean, yep. You can ask Bill Belichick, the cheater, about that, or you can,
it's also a challenge, right? Because now you got the salary cap, and you got to worry about fitting people in. And there's a blend to this. It's very complicated, and Stan really does a great job
managing that,
right? Yeah.
And between he and his father, I mean, this is the one thing. Mm-hmm. There, no one will ever meet that number in terms of total championships. And Stanley Cups between the father-son team can't happen.
They've got that one locked down.
They've got one that locked down, yes. And total numbers of wins, too, right?
Yeah.
Stan
is way ahead of the mark.
Right. And
he's over 1,200.
Right. And Scotty, his father, has got the craziest. You cannot catch him. It's that number that cannot be caught, and I love that about for a family. And for a while, and Stan's talked about this. You know, there was a period of time Stan wasn't working in hockey. Stan was going to a job, a nice office job in the northwest suburbs every day, commuting every day. And now he's won three. He got back. His dad dragged him back into the game, and he's won three Stanley Cups.
Just that small feat.
Yeah, that is.
And I know he'll amazing. He'll thank his staff, too, because he's got a very good group of scouts and right-hand men up there that scour the wires and scour kind of what's going on around the league and understand also the nuances of the cap.
Well, they've said about Panarin that, there have been guys watching him for years and years and years.
Right.
So how many, cold Kamchatka Peninsula, like juniors hockey games. Did these guys have to? How did they
have to sit through
in Siberia? How many people went to go see this kid play at some like road game in Siberia? Right in 2009. How did that happen?
Right.
How did that happen?
There are a lot of teams that were looking at him too. I mean, it wasn't just the Hawks. He had opportunities to sign with other franchises, but.
Yeah.
When you're able to go in there and you're able to sell in English or in Russian or whatever, there's cups. There's Stanley Cups to be won.
Yes, that's true. And they just show the cup, and then they go. And, mm-hmm. they show that sweater from the Minneapolis game.
Exactly.
From the Minnesota game.
And that clinches it right there.
Yeah,
it's more the sweater
look
than anything
Look at this one. Look at the sweater. Yeah, you're going to like it. Look at the stripes on the sleeves. Look at that. By the way, it's double XL, and I like actually XL in that for me. And I'd like just the number 72, please.